Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers. Inshallah, our time is very short, and there wasn't actually a mistake. I was meant to talk about the merits of the four companions, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhum. However, inshallah, time is very short, and I'll get straight to the point. My brothers, as the mashayikh all mentioned, the merits of the sahaba are endless. Yani almost you can mention their merits and keep going. And we're really restricted on time. Now, I've been given the task to speak of the four sahaba, and I will try to mention as much as I can. However, when we speak about Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, it's almost impossible to try to limit yourself because there's so much to mention. And from the summarize of the summary of the summary of the summary, there's still so much to mention. My brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam took him as his companion, as his true friend. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, my brothers, was the first to believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the scholars mention, and they mention this about all four, they said it is obligatory and it is part of the aqidah of a Muslim who's upon the way of the Salaf to believe that the greatest man from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. This is a matter of consensus. Whether one likes it or not, the greatest man of this Ummah is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Why? What did Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu do to earn this? My brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu believed in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam without a heartbeat. Yani, as soon as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to him and told him about this risala, he believed him. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the Prophet's friend before prophethood. Many of the companions became friends or companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam post-prophethood. However, this man was of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to prophethood. He was given the title As-Siddiq, the truthful. My brothers, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, as Al-Hakim narrates in his connected isnad to Aisha radiallahu anha. Aisha radiallahu anha, speaking of her father, she says that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on the journey of al-Isra wal-Mi'raj, when he migrated from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, and then from Jerusalem he ascended to the heavens, some of the Muslims at the time, when the news reached them, they left Islam. They said, this is impossible. For a man to say this, he has to be a liar. Some of the people left Islam at the time. So the kuffar went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And they said to him, oh, Abu Bakr, sure, what's the go today? Do you not hear what your friend is saying? He's saying he migrated from the Masjid al-Haram, Mecca, to al-Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. And then he ascended to the heavens and he came back in one night. He said, yeah, and what's the problem? For I believed him when he said things that are greater than this. I believed him when he came to me and he said, I am receiving revelation from the heavens. He said, I believed him. He said, and I will continue to believe him. He says, إِن قَالَهَا فَقَدْ صَدَقْ. If he said this, it's the truth. And this is, Aisha mentions, this is why he was given the name As-Siddiq. He stayed in Mecca and accompanied the Prophet ﷺ in Mecca under the persecution. He migrated with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Medina under the persecution. He fought with every battle with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now I'm just fast tracking. He assumed the Khilafah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he was given the title Khilafah Khalifatu Rasulillah. He is the successor of Rasulullah. No other man has that title. Every other Khalifa after him is the Khalifa of the Muslims. As for Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he was given the title, the Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My brothers, such a man, such a status with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that when you speak of other companions, with all due respect to the other companions, but when you come and talk about the other companions and you put Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu next to them, wallahi, the difference is like the heavens and the earth. How many of us know Umar radiallahu anhu and the merits of Umar radiallahu anhu? Umar radiallahu anhu, the one who wanted to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and on his way accepted Islam. When Umar radiallahu anhu went to kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah ta'ala placed nur in his heart, he ended up accepting Islam. The Sahaba would mention, they would say, by Allah, we used to fear going praying at the Kaaba until Umar became Muslim. When Umar accepted Islam, he went to the disbelievers and he fought with the disbelievers. And he continued to fight with the disbelievers until the disbelievers themselves said to us, please go and pray at the Kaaba. Take this man away from us. Such a man. Umar radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says about him, he says, ya Umar, if a prophet was to come after me, it will be you. This is Umar radiallahu anhu. This is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Uthman radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam married Uthman to his daughter. And when she died, he married him off to his other daughter. He married Ruqayya. And when Ruqayya died, he married him off to Kulthum. Uthman, Umar and Abu Bakr were with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the mountain of Uhud. So the mountain began to shake. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Uthbut Uhud. Be firm, O Uhud. فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ نَبِي. For indeed upon you is a prophet. وَصَدِّيق. And a truthful one. وَشَهِدَيْن. And two martyrs. Umar and Uthman. And indeed they did die as martyrs. Ali radiallahu anhu, and brothers, I'm paraphrasing, please forgive me. Ali radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I will give the banner to a man who Allah ta'ala on his hand will open up many doors. He said, this man loves Allah and his messenger, and Allah and his messenger love him. The next morning, the companions gather around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, hoping it would be them. He says, where is Ali ibn Abi Talib? And he gives him the banner. These are the companions. These are the companions. These are the four. And brothers, time is short. And I want to end with this because this is beautiful, wallahi. Because you have some people coming and cursing. And how could you curse such men where history itself proclaims their merits and their honor? But let me just show you how beloved Abu Bakr is to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Bakr and Umar got into an argument. So Abu Bakr was known to have a temper. You know how we all know Umar as fiery. We all know Umar as macho. But Abu Bakr was known to have a temper sometimes. So he gave Umar radiallahu anhu some nice words. A bit of anger. Which hurt Umar radiallahu anhu. And Abu Bakr after that, when he cooled down, he felt sorry. So he went to Umar, knocking on his door, ya Umar, forgive me. Umar was upset. So Abu Bakr had no choice but to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, ya Rasulullah, I got into an argument with Umar radiallahu anhu. Niltu minhu wa nala minni. That I exchanged with him and he exchanged with me. He says, but I was a bit harsh in my words towards him. And he got upset. He said, ya Rasulullah, then when I calmed down, I went to him seeking for his forgiveness. He says, ya Rasulullah, he turned away from me and he would not forgive me. Wallah, Sheikh Nasim was right. Four aircons, Allahu Akbar. He said, ya Rasulullah, when I went to seek his forgiveness, he turned away from me and went home and disregarded me. He says, but ya Rasulullah, listen to the companions. This is a Siddiq. This is a truthful one. He said, ya Rasulullah, I was in the wrong. I was the one in the wrong. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is exchanging with the Sahaba, and Umar radiallahu anhu calms down. And he says, maybe I was a bit harsh on Abu Bakr. Let me go back and reconcile with Abu Bakr. So he goes, knocks on Abu Bakr's door. Abu Bakr is not there. Where is Abu Bakr? He's with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Listen to this, my brothers. He goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He walks in, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the Sahaba around him mentioned, Talha mentioned, he says, we saw the rage in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's eyes, and he was looking at Abu Bakr, at Umar radiallahu anhu, with rage. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu seen this, and he went to the knees of the Prophet. He got onto his knees. He went to the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saying, Ya Rasulullah, ana zalamt. I am the one who oppressed him, Ya Rasulullah. I am the one who oppressed him, Ya Rasulullah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to the companions and speaking to Umar directly. Before that, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Abu Bakr, Yaghfirullahu laka, yaghfirullahu laka. And he went seeking forgiveness from him. Allah will forgive you, Abu Bakr. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah ba'athani ilaykum, wa qultu lakum anna Allah ba'athani ilaykum, fa qultum kazzab, wa qala sadaqt. He says that Allah sent me to you, and I came and I proclaimed to you that Allah sent me to you. He says, but you guys said I'm a liar. He says, but when I went to him, he said, you're truthful. He says, Allah sent me to you, you called me a liar. For most of the companions did do that. But Abu Bakr didn't do that. He said, Sadaq, you speak the truth. He said, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُوا لِي صَاحِبِي هَلْ أَنْتُمْ تَارِكُوا لِي صَاحِبِي He says, are you going to leave my companion alone? Are you going to leave my companion alone? Just to show you the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. The merits of this sahabi. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to be or to follow these sahaba. And my brothers, wallahi, time is very short. Please forgive me.
Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah.